Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Monday Coffee. I wanted to talk to you today about Christmas because Christmas is 2 days away, and whether you have to do some last minute shopping or you're traveling, I just want to give you some support and inspiration for the week. All month we've been talking about unlit candles at New Hope and how Advent is a time of waiting and deciding to light those candles. And so each Sunday of Advent we have celebrated a different part of this waiting period. First week was hope. The second week was peace. Third week, joy. And this last week was love. And in a couple days we will light the Christ candle. And Advent was always kind of a weird season for me, especially as a child. I didn't quite understand it. It was just, to me, it was like, it's just this build up to Christmas. But in college and seminary and as an adult, it starts to feel like a more sacred and holy time. That it isn't just about this one day that we build it up to, but it is also about the time before and the time after. And so Advent, oftentimes to me, can be explained. There was a question on Twitter, when you follow certain people, you call those like your like movie Twitter, film Twitter, or like Christian Twitter. So I follow certain people and pastors, and one of them had asked a question of a lot of people who follow them is, how would you explain Advent to somebody who didn't grow up in the church or isn't Christian? A pastor by the name of Laura Grun said this, and I love it, and I want to share it with you. She would explain it as a season of longing for a better world, for a closer experience of God, and exploring how those two things go together. For us, we are on the other side of when Jesus had been born, and so it feels silly to wait. But if we think about all those that came beforehand, they were waiting for this Messiah, this chosen one, this God to come in the flesh and save them. But we're still waiting in some ways. And I think we're longing for a better world. We feel like, you know, Jesus came, Jesus died, but there's still a lot of suffering and evil. So we're still waiting in some ways. We are waiting for the living God to do something new in our midst, to help the oppressed, the poor, the downtrodden. So Advent helps us jump into a season where we realize that things are still not right, that this hope of this child, of this Christ, gives us hope for the future. And it's a template also for us to live into the image of Christ this next year. It comes at a perfect time at the end of the year, so you can start making your New Year's resolutions. But how, if we all acted more like Christ each and every day, if we loved our neighbors as ourselves, if we treated everybody with human dignity and respect, how would the world look different? If we didn't worry so much about profit over people, how would the world look different? That's what Jesus brings to us. Jesus is showing us how to live, and Advent is the time of waiting for that and realizing these are the things that we hold. We hold hope, peace, joy, and love. This is all embodied in Christ, in this child that is born to us. So how can we live out hope, peace, joy, and love in our lives this Christmas season? I hope that gives you inspiration for this week, and you all have a very Merry Christmas, and we will see you in 2020. Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. If you like this podcast, please rate and review us, share us with your friends. We will see you next time.